BMRN. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Just your calls and comments. The show is full of it. Call now. We're here. We like it. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Tell us your eBay story at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So I just posted this because I went on eBay to search for Farfisa Compact Duo. I think I bought this at a sale years ago when I was in Salt Lake for like $50. And there was one that just sold on eBay for $1,800. But it has its complete.
Whoa.
It has the amplifier and the little bass pedals.
And what is it?
It's one of these. So there was an Italian company in the 1960s, 50s and 60s. They were very popular. They were called Farfisa. And they made these electronic little organs that little pop combos and groups had, because they were, you know, cheap, and they were used in recordings, just about every tune you can think of. And so I bought this. I used to have one, a smaller one, in when I was a kid, and who knows what happened to it. So I bought this one somewhere and I kept it in storage, and I just hadn't been paying attention.
Did you see the question on the chat board?
What question?
I have a question concerning the use of thermal label printers.
Oh, yes, I did see that. So this could get a little complicated, because I'll read it to you. I have a question concerning the use of thermal label printers. Now, I love them. I use mine all the time. He says, I got a Zebra LP2844Z printer yesterday, and it works great, but it won't not print labels from eBay so that one label fills a 4x6 label. The best I can do is manually scale a two-label page setting and print two very small labels on a 4x6. I followed the setup procedures and configured the printer in PayPal along with making it my default printer. So that's what I don't understand. I guess this person, you print your labels on PayPal. You still have to configure the printer on your computer, and that's where it's messed up. And I will admit that sometimes this is a problem trying to figure this out. But you have to go into your computer's a control panel, if it's a PC, which I hope it is, because these things are really, they're a real hard thing to configure on a Mac. It's possible, but it's really difficult. So if you go into your PC, into the control panel, and look under printer, you're going to have to configure the printer so that the paper that it's printing on is 4x6. And it's not clear how you always select that. If you want to send me an email at griff@ebay.com and give me the details of what you're trying to do, I'll try to figure out how I can help you do this. But it can be done. I don't know. I guess you're using UPS if you're printing in PayPal. Because you can select in PayPal, and I know on eBay, what you do is when you're printing labels on eBay, you have to select that type of printer when you're going to print, so that it's the system will then configure the labels to fit that printer's options. So I print my labels on eBay, and I have to go to the top, and it says Label Preferences, and I select the Zebra LP2844, and then make sure that's the one step. And then the other step is you have to go, like I said, into your computer setting to make sure that the printer is configured correctly on your computer.
So why do you like the Zebra so much?
Because it doesn't take ink. It's a thermal printer. It prints out 4x6 very professional-looking labels, which I love. I'm not using those. You know, I'm not loading up a inkjet or laserjet printer with those two-sided labels that, you know, you waste with the receipt side. I don't need that receipt. It's just an effective way of doing it. Also, when you're multi-printing, you know, it's a little quicker. You know, you get a stream of these. It's just an easy, it's a better solution for printing labels of things you sell. If you're brand new at selling and you're not sure you're going to do it all the time and you don't want to make the investment, because these things cost a couple $100 or more new.
Now, is this what you use to print everything on?
No.
Or you only use it for your labels?
I only use it for labels, postage labels.
Is it called a label printer?
Or? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's LP, label printer. LP2844 is the
Got it.
The brand.
Okay. We have another contact us here. We'd love to hear from you by phone. We love the warmth of your voice.
Of your voice.
At 888 Radio 30. 888 Radio 30. But here's another contact us.
Yeah.
And it's from Elias and Janice in Houston, Texas.
Hi, Elias.
Known on eBay as Worldwide Perfume Distribution, right up your old alley there.
Yeah.
Question. We wanted to tell all of you how much we enjoyed the eBay radio show in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
We had been away in New York picking up our daughter from her trip to Israel and working with our vendors, so this is the first show we've been able to listen to.
Oh, that's good.
We wanted to tell you we have 10 main action items from Las Vegas.
Yikes.
And we've started 6 of them. 1, hired Kat Simpson as our coach.
Well, that's smart.
Hiring Sally Milo, number 2, hired Sally Milo to design our eBay stores and Facebook page and design a logo. 3, going to John Lawson's boot camp in Dallas on August 4th. Beginning Terapeak to better our competitive analysis. 5, put a photo studio like Griff's in our office.
With a tent?
You don't need the tent.
But somebody was going to put the tent up because they had a huge space with skylights and they wanted to block out that light.
Oh, that would be funny.
It would be.
That big tent. Griff had the tent there because we needed to separate it from everything.
We wanted the light. We don't want too much ambient light coming
right.
in.
Right.
And we couldn't shut the lights off.
But you don't need a tent in
You don't
your
need
house.
The tent. You can just shut your lights off and shade your windows.
And the 6th thing that they got from the eBay Radio Party and Conference, looking at all third-party postage software companies and still 4 other action items. Wow, we got lots out of your show.
That's
we
amazing.
Look forward to learn more next year in Las Vegas. Thanks so much for your hospitality, and we met so many nice people. Thanks, Elias and Jane.
Well, Elias and Janice, thank you so much, and what better testimony than your email about the effectiveness and the productivity of going to the eBay Radio Party and Conference.
Makes me so proud.
You're not chopped liver, see?
No, it does make me proud.
You're fine pate.
We work very hard, sweetheart, on
that. I know, dear.
And it's not easy to create something that's truly different.
I know, dear.
And what makes ours different is the eBay culture is all through it. That's
there.
What it is.
Yes.
Yep. That makes me feel good. Thank you so much, Elias and Janice. I do appreciate that very much. So I'm looking through the chat room again to see if there's anything of any interest. Chat room people, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Let's see if we've got anything down here. Oh, no, this is just all people that couldn't get in the chat room. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, but try again, because I did get in, so... You know, hey, Griff, would you go to page 13 and 14 of the stuff we sent you over today?
Let me look here. Page 14. Mm-hmm. I have to tear it. It's digitally. All right, I'm getting there. It's almost there. 11, 12, 13, 14. I'm on
13
page 14.
And 14.
Oh, 13 and 14.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. There.
So this is the top 10 eBay business growth strategies.
Who are these from?
The Seller Information Center.
Really?
On eBay, yeah.
I disagree with the first one.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you want to do the first one?
Yeah, I do, and then I'm going to tell you why I disagree with it.
Okay, you want me to read it, and then you can tell us, or...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Get great feedback and DSRs. The key to getting positive feedback and ratings is excellent customer service. Always represent your item accurately and honestly. Make your terms of sale easy to find and understand, especially concerning payment terms, shipping, and returns. Respond to questions quickly. Be patient and courteous, and be sure to leave positive feedback to encourage your buyers to do the same.
And what I would disagree with is the first line. You know how I feel about this. Instead of getting great feedback in DSRs, I would say, make your buyers happy. Everything else falls in line after that. So I agree totally with everything that they
after
suggest.
After the colon.
Yes. But I just wouldn't start it off with that.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm quibbling, but it's a mantra with me. It's my creed. It's my...
Don't think about feedback and DSRs. Think about good customer service.
Right.
Got it.
Number two is do your research before listing, Griff. Learn all about how eBay displays search results and find out if your item does best in fixed price or an auction. After listing, use the Listing Analytics app, which you can download from the App tab on eBay, to get insight into the visibility, clicks, and sales your listings are generating. Learn about your best and worst performers and revise listings right from the app to maximize sales. Track trends using third-party tools such as Terapeak and analyze your eBay sales performance. Understand key growth and contributors and identify opportunities and areas for improvement with both eBay sales reports and the eBay store's traffic reports.
Number three, use the seller dashboard to monitor your performance. You can access this essential tool through My eBay. Among other important information, you can view details about your power seller or top-rated seller status, policy compliance, and buyer satisfaction.
That's true. Number four is to encourage multiple purchases. Offer combined shipping discounts to drive additional sales or free shipping. Encourage buyers to purchase multiple items by offering discounts on multiple items. You can use the Promotion Manager tool for that. Or use Markdown Manager to create limited time sale or free shipping.
We'll be back to finish.
We will in a second. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, today's very last segment. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 269.
eBayers gathered at Bally's in Las Vegas for the 2014 eBay Radio Party and Conference. During a live broadcast of eBay Radio, they lined up at the microphone to give us a tip or two.
I am Anastasia Andrievsky from New York. User ID, George's Toy Chest. I sell a lot of vintage stuff, particularly vintage toys. So my tip is to take video showing when a toy is mechanical and is supposed to work and light up or make music or move so that people can actually see it in action.
I'm Dave from Torrance, California, and my seller ID is CMOS310. And my tip is don't fear the new seller standards. Strive to exceed them.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show is a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
Today's final segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
Okay, when last we left, we were giving out the top 10 eBay business growth strategies. And that's from the eBay Seller Information Center. Mm-hmm. And you were about to finish...
We're talking about multiple purchases.
Right.
Encouraging them. You can use Markdown Manager, for example, to create a limited time sale or free shipping to create a sense of purchase urgency. And you can use the new multi-variation listing format to create one listing showing all sizes and colors that you have of a single item. So that also helps encourage multiple purchases. I know I've used that.
Well, number five is open an eBay store. Get from up to 150 to 2,500 free listings per month when you showcase your listings in a fully customizable eBay store. You also get special access to advanced design, marketing, and reporting features, plus dedicated toll-free customer support. When you subscribe to an eBay store, you're given a powerful suite of tools to help you build, manage, promote, and track your business on eBay.
Drive more traffic. Is that right? No. Number six is save time with seller tools. Whether you sell 10, 100, or thousands of items, eBay seller tools can streamline your work from start to finish. And you could start saving time by automating some of your everyday tasks using Selling Manager and TurboLister. Both are free, and more advanced tools are available as you grow. New applications by third parties are available directly in the Applications tab of Selling Manager.
Or Selling Manager Pro, or your My eBay page.
I'm coughing.
I knew that. You can take advantage of these applications' free trial offers to find the ones that are right for you. And number seven, this one interests me a lot. Drive more traffic to your listings. Increase your visibility among internet shoppers to get more bids and boost your final selling prices. Optimize your listings for search engines by using keywords in your title and description. Share your expertise, enhance your reputation, and drive additional traffic to your listings by writing reviews and guides about your top-selling products. It's easy, effective, and free.
Go global. Now that, I hate this. I don't want to read this.
Okay.
I'm going to read it anyway, but I'm going to tell you why I don't agree with it.
Okay.
Now that only domestic DSRs count towards seller benefits, you can reach buyers around the world risk-free. Number one, that's not absolutely true. I take issue with it, which is if you're selling enough items in different global markets, those performance metrics count. And I know what they're trying to say, but the point is that you should go global, not because the international DSRs don't count against your U.S. performance standards, but because you can make more sales. That's what's...
Hello.
That's the reason. Describe your item with global sizes. Not,
which I did. You know what? We went back in and revised our listings and put the centimeters in.
So did someone pull this right off the eBay website?
I think so,
because I'm embarrassed. Describe your item with global sizes. It should say include in your item description measurements and in metric and in US.
Yeah,
that's what that means. Global size. What is a global size? Well, the size of the earth is what, 8,000?
Well, global sizes, yeah, was the wrong thing to say there.
Yeah. Clearly specify shipping destinations and rates and take extra care when communicating with international buyers. International trading is a great way to expand your market and your sales. Go.
So when you do your shoes, do you list them in European sizes also?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
go.
That's a good idea. Number nine, source products on eBay.
Yes.
Increase profits by purchasing bulk lots for resale right on eBay. Find great deals by searching for wholesale lots in most categories on eBay.
So number 10 is you can get tips and resources to grow your business. Visit the Seller Information Center at ebay.com/seller-information for tips, best practices, and important solutions to help your business. You can also get there by clicking the link for the seller information on the bottom of most eBay pages. For in-depth step-by-step instructions for businesses on eBay, download the printable New Business Seller Guide or Advanced Business Seller Guide. Ta-da!
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I am. Things change on eBay, but it's exciting. It's exciting to keep up with it all.
Well, what a great day it's been.
It's been.
We talked about camels and and dead celebrities and sales on eBay and tips and tricks. And we took some calls and we answered some email. I think we did our job today.
We did do our job today, Griff.
And we never do it alone, do we?
We do not.
This segment, of course, was brought to you by WorthPoint, one of our sponsors, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We'll be live again on Tuesday, July 22nd, with eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. And when I say we don't do the show alone, we have help from the voice marketing crew, for example. Our chief engineer and audio archives manager is John Sell.
Who's a sweetie.
And happens to know the host.
Yes.
The co-host.
Sleeps with the co-host.
Sleeps with the co-host. eBay Radio's guest producer is Melissa DeMille. She's the person you talk to when you schedule a segment on our show. Our phone screener and greeter is Donna Freyer-Lyons. So most of you have talked to her when you called in. Donna's terrific. And hello, Donna. eBay is our script writer and chat board moderator, and basically she's the holder
E-Betsy.
Of the culture.
You called E-Betsy. Her eBay, but that's true, too.
Might as well call
Might
her
as
eBay.
Well call her eBay.
eBetsy. You know her when you meet her. She wears the colors. And the man in the tux standing over there looking very dapper is Frank Caesar. He's our voice extraordinaire. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay is easier and more profitable when you do it by the book. The eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf presents a curated library of useful books for eBay sellers, complete with links to help you find them on eBay. In addition to essential business titles, you'll find eBay history, eBay fiction, and some eBay books that are just plain fun. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookshelf under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf. It's eBay by the book.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com. Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail, historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.